Jackie, Votre, Toothbrush people, we're off to France. I know, I can't believe it. I'm very excited, I hope you are. This is the Davabit Welsh Premier League podcast, and we've got a bit of a hangover, so let's keep it down a bit, shall we? Next 15 minutes, we'll be praising those people that played in the red shirt and did such a fantastic job for us over the past couple of weeks, and we'll be praising Welsh football generally. How many of them started their life in the Welsh Premier League? We'll be speaking to Mark Jonah-Jones about the weekend results and the weekend to come, and we'll be talking to Gwyn Derfel, the Welsh Premier League secretary, about running the world's greatest football league. There we are, I said it, the world's greatest football league. Well, Jonah, we'll talk about the Welsh Premier League in a second, but let's talk about a minor issue of Wales qualifying for a major competition. It's only a small thing to talk about, isn't it, really?
Well, Mark, I just think it's absolutely magnificent what Coleman has done and his backroom staff. And there's a few boys who've been involved in the Welsh Premier League over the 24 years are in the backroom staff. Oshan Roberts, Adam Owen, used to play for Newtown. It's great to see the boys involved. Last Saturday, I got a grandson, three-year-old grandson. If you don't mind me mentioning his name, Aidan. His first football kit. The last 20 years, it would have been Man United. It would have been Leeds United. It would have been Liverpool. It was a Welsh kit, mate. £45 of the best, well spent. He's there decked out for the celebration on Tuesday evening.
Well, let's hope we can get a few thousand more kids across Wales thinking exactly the same way by entertaining them every week in the Welsh Premier League. And we'll turn to that now. Look, the Saints are where you'd expect them to be these days, Jonah. Top of the tree now after a win against Gapconers Quay. Scott Quigley on the double for the Saints. Have they found their feet now, do you think, TNS?
If you talk to the manager, Craig Allison, he would have said they started not as perfectly as he would like, with a few draws, but they're resolute, don't look like getting beat. But Scott Quigley came into TNS as a youngster. He went out on loan at a couple of clubs further down the Welsh football system. Scored a lot of goals for Kevin Druids when they won the league 2 years ago. And he's just come through the system and now he's a regular at TNS. So that is, again, Welsh football top to bottom. He's gone out and applied his trade in a lower league, come back, and he's now a quality player at the top club in the Welsh Premier League.
And another man who scored on the double last week, right to the death as well, Tony Gray, putting him top of the leading scorers in the league at the moment, and thankfully for Airbus, getting a 2-0 win against Talbot Town.
Yeah, poor Talbot, and myself involved as well when I was manager. Just can't break their hoodoo at the airfield. I think that's about 10 visits now. I think we had one draw there in 2005, 2006. But back on track, Airbus and Tony Gray, the man of the moment. You know, I don't know where he would have been in the betting for top scorer, but he must be in amongst the leading candidates now. He plays as a number 10. He gets as close as he can to the centre forward, and he's bagged, I think, is that 9 he's got now?
Yeah, 9, and he's 3 ahead of Neil Mitchell, who's next for Newtown. Turning to Talbot, though, they've lost 2 players recently. They've gone their separate ways. Do you think that's affected Town?
Cortez Bell and Kaid Mohammed, they're both class players, right? But that's up to Andy Dyer, how he wants to do it. No doubt he wouldn't have wanted to lose players of that calibre. But if there's players in your camp and they want to go, it may be a smart managerial decision to say, OK, boys, if you want to go, you go on and good luck in the rest of your career. It's no good having anybody in your camp if they're not 100% committed.
Now, we've talked a lot, I've talked a lot about MBI Llandudno now because I've been bragging, saying that they're going to stay up, and they were short odds to be second in the league at the start of the season. And here we are now talking about MBI Llandudno now holding a fierce Ballatown 0-0. And before we talk about them, let's also add into the mix Haverford West, now on the rampage themselves, beating Bangor 2-1. I mean, these promoted sides, Jonah, where are they coming from?
Absolutely. You know, I think they've just surprised everybody. MBI, the beginning of the season, there was talk that MBI could do well. There was talk that Haverford West were going to be cannon fodder. Undoubted down here. And take my hat off to Wayne Jones and to Alan Morgan to come into this league. We've had a couple of yo-yo teams in the past where they've come up and they just haven't quite adjusted. You know, whether it was finances, whether it was off the field matters. But these two boys have come in and they've definitely strengthened this league. Haverford West and MBI Llandudno, TNS apart, and I'm sure TNS won't mind. Haverford West, MBI Llandudno are the success story so far of the Welsh Premier.
Now, Newtown and Aberystwyth have got a couple of leading scorers in that top leading scorer list. We've mentioned Neil Mitchell up there with six, and then Aberystwyth have got Reed and Venables, five each. So ironic then that the last game between the two of them last weekend, there was no goals.
That's par for the course, most probably, as you're expecting the set, you know, the top scorers to notch and keep adding to their list. But I just think it goes to show they're two evenly matched teams, 0-0. May have suited both clubs at the time. You know, they're both doing really well. And Mitchell, to be fair, Neil Mitchell came from Caersus only 18 months ago. Again, went down a division, and he got his quality back. He got his, you know, he was keen to come back into the Welsh Premier League, and Chris Hughes took a gamble on him, and he's come back, and you know, he's scoring goals for fun. And again, Jamie Reid, TNS player, going out to Aberystwyth, looks like he's taking his chance. You know, you keep getting your name on a score sheet regularly, and as you know, Mark, managers they'll pick you.
And finally, let's look at what's happening in the last game between Rhyl and Carmarthen that we haven't talked about. I mean, Carmarthen absolutely pasted Rhyl, didn't they? And put in a consistent performance, the goals coming practically every 20 minutes or so. Oh, you feel for Rhyl at the moment, don't you?
Yeah, I feel I have to hold my hand up. A couple of 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, we did a Scorio game where Rhyl defeated the then league leaders with 9 points out of nine, Newtown. And they deserve to win the game 2-1. So I still stick by my... I'm not going to throw the towel in on my saying yet. So I hope Gareth Owen and his team, you know, gathers a bit of form. But they looked a good side that day. And so Gareth Owen back in the league, you know, first time. It's his first managerial job. I'm sure he's had a few problems at the moment. But this is it now. This is a test. Sometimes you're a coach, and coaching, I think, you know, is secondary to becoming a manager. It's a different job altogether. But what an education for him now. If he can turn this round, even from, you know, mid-October, and he stabilises the club and he keeps him in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League, he ultimately becomes a hero in his first season. So tough job on the cards for Gareth Owen, but I'm sure he's got the pedigree to bring him through.
Well, let's move on to next week then. Friday's a bit of a bumper day, so plenty to talk about. Here's a fixture we'll start with. Airbus UK against MBI Llandudno. And I tell you what, Airbus have done very well for themselves, of course, but they won't fancy Llandudno at the moment, will they?
You are MBI's Llandudno's greatest fan. I'm sure you've had a big one on at the start of the season for him to come in the top six, you have.
Mate, I say in the stands, give me an M, give me a B, give me an I.
Big game. Airbus, last week you said secured the last minute, two goals in the last 2 minutes to get their 3 points. MBI, again, they've had a brilliant run of late. Most probably the game of the weekend. Airbus versus MBI Llandudno on Friday evening is most probably the form game of the weekend.
Hard to pick the game of the weekend, Jonah. I'm looking at the next one now. I'm going to talk about Bangor against the New Saints. That's a good one too.
Yes, New Saints obviously back at the top. Bangor not going quite so well as they would have liked at present. But Bangor and TNS always a keen game in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. They're two of the biggest clubs, if not, with due respect to everybody, if not the two biggest clubs in the league. And it's always a bumper event, you know, at Nanport Friday evening. I'm sure that the Bangor faithful will turn out 400 or 500 to give it as much as they got. And Neville Powell will be looking for a result there on Friday evening, I'm sure.
And then another corker, Baller against Newtown.
Both in the top four. So whoever wins will, you know, stay on the tails of TNS. Both teams, I'm sure, happy with the way their season have gone so far.
Carmarthen against Haverford West. Now, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm reading this list out. I can't choose a winner in any of these. Possibly I'd choose the New Saints over Bangor City. But then Bangor are at home. They should have a better crowd behind them.
The West Wales Derby was well supported 3 weeks ago down at the Newbridge Meadow Stadium. And I'd like to think we'll get over 500 at Richmond Park to watch Carmarthen against Haverford West. It'll be the final duel of the two West Wales clubs, unless they get drawn in the cups. But again, such a tough one to pick. Start of the season, I think would have been a home banker. But Wayne Jones's Haverford West will be keen for the return. And who will win this one is anyone's guess. If I was making a prediction, I think I'd have a score drawdown.
You're a well-connected man, Jonah. Everybody's linked to you. You could pick up the phone now to the Welsh Premier League secretary right this second, couldn't you? And he'd be able to tell you why there are such great games this week on a Friday night. So why don't you speak to him now and ask him?
Well, I'll try and get hold of him now.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Here's the secretary, sir.
Hello, God. Hello, God. How are you?
I'm not responding to that, Mark, but how are you? Are you all right?
So why are we doing... This is Gwyn Durville, the secretary of the Welsh Premier League. It is a fantastic Friday. How did that all work out?
Well, it's just we follow a fixtures formula and we try and encourage clubs because the attendance is more healthy on Friday evenings traditionally. And obviously in the league, we've got a 100-mile rule where the visitors don't have to travel more than 100 miles one way on midweek or Friday evenings. But the fixtures have worked out well for this given weekend. And, you know, we've got four of the six games on a Friday. And so, as Jonah was saying, let's hope that the crowds do support these games because I think there's plenty of action going to be on the pitch. And, you know, it's a good occasion off the pitch as well.
They're really tough to call games, which would make them really interesting. Any of the clubs you know doing anything special to get more people through the door, like discounted rates or kids for a quid or anything like that?
I know Bangor City, for example, are starting. They're inviting individual schools from the area to come into their game starting this Friday evening, something which is worth mentioning. I think it's important we don't give our stuff away. I think it's important we support the principle of our league. And by giving everything away, I think you sometimes, you know, take the gloss off it. I think we've got to just have faith in our own product, sell the product to people, and hopefully people will come back time and time again, invest money in tickets and secondary spend. And obviously that generates more wealth and income for the clubs, which can be invested in further improving the league.
And I'll leave you go in a second because I know you're a very busy man. The whole of Welsh football to master, that can be a challenge in itself. Andy Dyer said at the Welsh Football Awards the other day, very praising of the marketing and the work that is being done behind the scenes to make everybody aware of the strength of the league. He feels, you know, the work's being done on the pitch, of course, to create great football, but off the pitch as well, that work's been done. That, you must be pretty pleased to hear those sort of comments from Andy Dyer.
Yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Andy, and he, you know, from a big business background and a marketing background himself, it's nice to hear that. But, you know, obviously we've tried to do things properly within the Dafydd Welsh Premier League, but I also think that the clubs deserve credit for it as well, because they've bought into the concept. They were trying to be positive about the numerous positive things that we have within our league, and they've also put their money where their mouths are, really, by taking up stuff like Audio Boom. The website has improved. We've invested in digital imagery of the players, which the clubs are now distributing and promoting themselves with. So, you know, it's a matter of us hopefully leading clubs to water, but the clubs themselves have drunk from the pool of the Welsh Premier League, and that's great news.
Well, thanks for your time, Gwyn. I really appreciate it. I better get back to the more important man on the line at the moment now. Jonah, just quick run through the other games that we are having this weekend. Portalbet hosting Rhyl. You feel for Rhyl. Portalbet might want to come back after last week. This could be a tricky one for Rhyl, could it?
I think it'll be a fixture that they may target a point. They may target a point. They have to start targeting points now. Perhaps they may have been playing a bit tight. They may go down there and have a go. They know that Steelmen have lost their last two games at home. They lost to MBI and they lost to Haverford West. And on the other hand, I'm sure Andy Dyer will be saying to his troops, let's get 3 points and let's get back up amongst the top four or five teams in the league. So yet again, you know, you can almost roll a dice on it. But I think I just favour a home win on current form.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Thanks for your time, Jonah. No Scorio game this week, so you'll be attending a match of your own cause, will you?
Yeah, I'll go to Friday evening. I'll go to Carmarthen and Haverford West, and Saturday it'll be the Steelmen against the Lilywhites.
Well, don't forget, best food in the WPL at Carmarthen, apparently. So I've been told numerous times. So I'll have your report on it when I speak to you next week. My thanks to God there, Gwyn O'Durville, as he's now known, and Jonah for his insights. We'll be back next week with more insight from inside the WPL. And don't forget, you can catch the latest on what's going on with the league on the Facebook page and the Twitter.
Brought to you by Audioboom.